Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You already know what it is, man. This is PSA Radio. Salute everybody listening, man. Callers are calling up already. Everybody streaming. You already know what it is, man. This is Timbo. I'm here joining with my brother Dre. Three letter me. What's good, man?
Man, what's you popping, Timbo? It's PSA motherfucking radio. What's good, my G?
Man, big day today, too. I think we just get right into it, man. We had King of the Dot. Release, you know, that Blackout 5 is coming up in February. So, you know, this is the event where they do the special, you know, they don't say the opponents. It's like the secret matchups, kind of, you know what I'm saying? So, so we have the first announcement came up today, and by surprise, it was Hitman Holla is making his King of the Dot debut, Blackout 5, February. What do you think, man?
Kimbo, I ain't going to front. I was shocked. Here's why. I mean, when Hitman first came up in the scene, where he back? What's that league called again? Street Status? He battling Street Status.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and obviously he's been URL to the Bone Gristle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He said it numerous times. He's URL. I think for Hitman Holla, this is a great look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Taking his brand, his name, to King of the Dot in front of that Toronto crowd. And look, I'm going to keep it real. I'm a Fresh Coast cat, but still, shout out to Toronto for them getting Hitman Holla over there. Hitman, get your passport early, my G. We don't want no situations where he comes around the corner and we can't get you across the water, my G. You feel me? So, yeah, man, I'm hyped for Hitman Holla, my dude. I can't front, man. I really am. I'm glad Hitman is over there in Toronto and shit.
I'm excited for this. I think they'll really fuck with him up there in Toronto. I'm curious as to who his opponent is and who I feel like would be the best fit for him. You know what? I was thinking someone, you know, I'm not opposed to Hitman versus Pat Stay. I'm not opposed to a Hitman versus a Hollahan. I wouldn't be opposed to that battle over there. I kind of would like it to be a bully, you know, a bully battle. Not just another, you know, I'm not accusing of the whole smack rapper thing, but I don't want to see a Hitman versus. You know, I want to see a Hitman versus some, you know, a Canadian bully, someone over there.
Bruh, if you're taking it there, Timbo, it gotta be Pat Stay then, bro.
I would love to see Hitman versus Pat Stay, bro. I would love to see Hitman versus Pat Stay.
Let's
I think it'd be a dope battle, man.
Oh, Hitman and all that trade, I would love to see that. I'm not gonna front. I really would like to see Hitman and Pat Stay get it in and shit. But Timbo, let's put two and two together. Doesn't it have to be Pat Stay though? When you bring a Hitman Holla course over there? I'm doing the knowledge now. I'm like, I mean, my nigga, no shame to 100 bullets, but Hitman Holla ain't battle no fucking 100 bullets. That ain't happening.
But here's the thing with the whole Pat Stay battle though, is that it would have to be a title match. And I don't know if they want Hitman to have the title over there, you know, if it's his King of the Dot debut. You know, I think they would want it to be a Sharon and Pat Stay. I'm not positive, but I would think that with the big event and Pat retaining the chain, that it would have to be a title match for someone to go against Pat. So, I mean, all the cards stack up for it to be perfectly set for Sharon versus Pat Stay. Sharon won. Sharon beat Cliffs. Pat Stay beat Daylight. So I feel like, all right, if the stage is set, I feel like this battle should have happened a while ago. But it's set. There you go. It makes sense because they both won. As far as Hitman, I don't know, man. I don't know.
But Timbo, at this juncture, though, let me get this right. Anytime Pat Stay is going to battle, the chain is on the line. Is that right?
I think so. Just because he has it, I think all these.
They gotta put the belt to the side, man. Listen. Organic, Lush, Bishop, Bergante, just call the show. Me and Tim will give you free consultancy. Put the belt to the side, put the chain to the side for a minute. There's no way you're gonna have a big star like Hitman Holla come on your brand and not battle the biggest dude in. That to me, that has to be some type of stipulation. Like, listen, in the contract, whatever, all the handshake, like, yo, y'all niggas need to battle. Hitman and Pat Stay.
Yeah. You know, who knows? It could be. it really it could be, but you know, just my logic would think that all
right,
right. They're gonna have Pat do a chain battle. You know, it's gonna be from the crown. But who knows, man? It could be someone like a Hitman versus like I see people saying it could be Hitman versus Daylight. Could be a Hitman versus Daylight.
Are you? Let me ask you something. Are you interested in that? If that was what the transpired, Hitman and Daylight, is that a battle Timbo would like to fuck with? I see somebody saying Hitman versus Passwords. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I'm not gonna. I think that low key that could be a high battle. I'm not mad at my man Cassius Jay for saying Hitman and Passwords. Can't even doubt. Do they really fuck with Passwords like that? Because I mean, Toronto anyway. Because Passwords, Timbo, we both fuck with Passwords, man. You know, I fuck with Pass Heavy and shit. I wish he had more battles on his belt. You know what I'm saying? I'm not opposed to seeing Hitman versus Pass. I know niggas might be like different style. Pass is more bar heavy and shit. But I think it has to be Pat's thing, man. You're gonna have somebody in Toronto to match his performance. Not thinking to be Hitman with that, but you can't put no boring stiff ass mummy ass nigga on stage against Hitman. That's not gonna happen, my G. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. I mean, it's shocking though. I am shocked Hitman is over there, but I'm glad he is, though. I like to see cats get out of their realm. Battle different leagues, why not? It's battle rap. I have no problem with that.
I agree. I'm glad this is happening. I think Hitman's happy, too.
Yeah, of course.
What about, now I'm just throwing this out there. I'm just throwing this out there. What about a Hitman Holla versus Shoddy Horror?
I know niggas is really high on Shoddy Horror, and you know, I give Shoddy Horror props because he has a very deep British accent, you bloody white kill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people still fuck with him. Mm. They still fuck with him. I mean, he got bored this shit. I guess, I don't care about none of these niggas. I want to see Hitman and Pat Stick. Fuck that. It doesn't make sense to Hitman to battle nobody else. Unless with King of the Dot go left field and bring another person that's on the URL brand or over there and let them battle on their platform. You think that would happen or not? I'm way off.
Nah, I don't think that would happen.
That won't happen, right?
Nah.
It'd have to be somebody from the Canadian King of the Dot brand. Because it was only right, though. I can tell you past day for me, bro. I don't want to see Hitman in Rome. I don't want to see Hitman in the real deal. I don't want to see Hitman 100 bullets. You know what I'm saying? Hitman, it's disaster. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I wouldn't mind seeing Hitman and Div.
I'm not opposed to that at all either. Could that happen? Is he allowed to battle King of the Dot? Did he have
I don't think he's allowed to. I don't think so.
He's on some Ron Artest shit. Can't play 50 games with Ron Artest. Bunch of niggas out in Detroit. he wants some shit like that. And I don't know, B. But I'm on a Hitman and Pat. So, yes, I'm going to go on Twitter and tell you motherfuckers. Hitman and Timbo after this. We're going to drop this shit. Y'all down to see Hitman and Pat Stay? Please comment on this shit, please. I'm down for that. That's just me. You know what I mean?
So, I'm not mad at that. I would like to know who the opponent would be, of course. I'm a fan of the secret matchups, but at the same time, I'm not just because, you know,
curiosity. Curiosity. You want to know. You want to talk that
like,
shit. You want to visualize this shit before it even happens. But I think this is cool. This is different. You know what I'm saying? Different about a rap. You have the fans come there. But as a fan, though, it's dicey because you pay to go to a card. He's like, all right, I'm going to pay this money for Hitman Holla. And what if they bring somebody that the fans ain't too receptive of? It's like, do you feel you got cheated out because of the person that you might want to see? And they bring somebody else that, you know, would you feel cheated as a fan?
Here's the thing. No, I mean, I get
you know what I'm saying, Timbo?
I get what you're saying. I wouldn't be cheated as a fan. But
right.
I'm one of the people I want to know who I'm watching though. I want to know who is going to be there. I'm not like, man, this is not, I don't think this is happening, but like you said, you know, it could be I don't think this is it. I know for a fact this isn't it. Hitman Hollow versus 100 Bullets. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not.
Nah.
So that's
nah.
Like, come on, man. Who wants to see that? Hitman Hollow versus 100 Bullets. So in that sense, it's like, all right, I want to know who's battling. You know, I think that's
right.
Right, you know, where you want to know who's battling. And I mean, I'm a firm believer in that, man. Just release the card. Let the people see it. And you know what I mean?
But we know it's not gonna happen because this is what they do though and shit. So I'm not mad. I'm not against it. I'm not mad and I'm not against it. I'm not for it. You know, I'm playing the fence and shit. Like, I think it's cool that, you know, you do a card and wait till you get there, surprise, and if somebody ill comes out, cause my nigga, let's keep it real. If Pat Spade comes out off that screen, on the, you know what I'm saying, on that stage, signs in up next to Hitman Holler, motherfuckers gonna go crazy. You best believe them motherfuckers are going to go crazy, bro. They're going crazy. That's why it only makes sense if businessman, it has to be Hitman Holler and Pat Spade. You bring in one of the biggest stars on U.S. soil, Mr. Hitman Holler, Mr. Top 3 performer in battle rap history, Mr. Wild Out. You know what I'm saying? The nigga got views and shit. Like, this thing is very popular over here. So, to bring them over there, you just can't. I know the nigga's smart. Lush, Bishop, and Organic, they're not stupid brothers over there. They know what the fuck they're doing. They gotta have Pat Spade, man. They gotta have Pat Spade, Kimbo. It's only motherfucking right. It's like my man Nino Brown said in New Jack City, it's the American way. The American way, you got to, bro. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You can't have Hitman battle some fucking scrub. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to see LeBron play Milwaukee, man. I ain't trying to see that, bro. Bucks and shit, no. He's big money over there, bro. He's big money.
He'll be,
you say he's in Boomer Styles. He's popping his fuck over there, so, you know?
If he does what he's supposed to do and, you know, comes how he usually comes for battles, he'll be fine. Hitman will be fine. Don't fuck with him over there. Trust, they fuck with that shit. Over there. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good that over there. King of the Dot. I'm glad it's his debut.
Are they ready for the remix, though? You know the remix is coming. He's going to break the remix out in Canada. I can't wait to see that shit, bro. Their reaction live to Hitman Holler remix. Is Shawar going to be on stage? Damn. And he's going to do a routine and shit. You know?
Yeah. I think they're going to fuck with that. They love that shit over there. They love that shit over there.
Son, I gotta keep it real. I like the King of the Dot crowd because, if I'm a battle rapper, I would appreciate their crowd more than URL. No shade to URL crowd. I love y'all, savages. But over there, you can say some okay-ish shit, and they let you slide. Now, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking of the mind of a battle rapper. If I'm on stage and I know I'm not saying some shit that's okay-ish, they're not going to boom it. They'll be quiet and shit. URL is ready to throw fucking Duracell batteries at you, tomatoes at you and shit. These niggas will still let you rock out and shit, even if your shit is subpar. You know what I'm saying? So, Timbo, you know Hitman going to have that one round. What I'm saying? That one round that's going to shake the fucking Canadian room. You know what I'm saying? Drake ain't going to be up in there. When is Drake going to be in the building for that?
Yep. You know what, man? That's kind of why I'm hoping that it's Hitman and Pat Spade, bro.
Because,
you know,
man,
when you have both of them have the crazy presence, when they have crazy stage presence, and, you know, they demand that respect when they're on that stage. But first of all, Pat Spade has some of the greatest stage presence ever. Like, he steps on that stage and he's respected by the entire
crowd.
Right. Granted, he hasn't left Canada for it. But, you know, in Canada, in Toronto, he's like a god there. So then you have Hitman, who over here is treated very similar, you know, one of the same ways. They respect him over here. So I would love it, man. I would love Hitman Holler versus Pat Spade.
Of course, B. Come on, son. It's only right.
Yeah.
It's only right, bro. It's only fucking right. And I would love to see that battle. You know what I'm saying? I think Pat would be, you know, motivated and shit. I really think he'd be motivated for Hitman Holler and shit. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, he doesn't really battle out of Canada, so If I'm lushing those guys over there, King of the Dot, all right, Pat, you want to battle the crib? Well, I'm going to bring somebody from over here to battle you and shit. And that's how, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that ass. That's the way they should do it and shit. So, once again, man, shout out to him, man. Holla. You know what I'm saying? Going to King of the Dot. You know what I'm saying? For real, I think that's a great look on both sides, for King of the Dot and for him, man. Holla. You know what I'm saying?
Are you surprised that it's taken this long?
Yes. Well, no, I'm not, because I'm still shocked Hitman's going over there, because he seems like he was always on some Tay Rock shit, like, I'm only going to battle URL, that's it. Mm-hmm. Verb has stepped out, B-Magic has stepped out, Young Ill even stepped out, Timbo.
Yeah.
Hitman's the only one in that St. Louis clique that, you know what I'm saying? He's been at one battle league. I mean, he's battled in St. Louis, obviously, Goods, and he battled Rex, I guess, ooh, that St. Louis and shit, but majority of his battles, his biggest battles, have been on URL. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Man, listen. King of the Dot.
I'm not talking about Hitman in Daylight. Look, I don't want to see that. I'm going to keep it real. I have no interest in it. I have zero interest in Hitman Holler in Daylight. I'm sorry, Timbo. Look, that's your guy, Quill. But I have zero, I swear, bro, I have zero interest. Niggas hitting us up right now saying Hitman in Daylight. I don't want to see that shit. I'm good. And I don't even think Hitman would want to do that. I don't even think Hitman, if you ask Hitman on a low, yo, son, you battle Daylight? I don't think he want to battle Daylight. That's a big risk.
That's a big risk, man. A lot of people don't want to battle Daylight, though. A lot of people are like, yo, Daylight's a liability. Fucking liability.
Yeah, man, for real. It is.
The thing is, man, when you battle a Daylight, you can come with the dopest shit you've ever written in your life, but if he pulls one antic, he will get the most talked about. Like, no matter what you do, no matter what you spit, he will be the most talked about.
And Timo, you and I have spoken to Hitman Holler before, man, behind this shit. He doesn't look like a cat that is willing to want to battle Daylight or just go through that bullshit. I don't think he'd be for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Sketch, Menace, 100 Bullets? Nah, my G. I see you out there, D. Jones. Nah, I'm not trying to see 100 Bullets or Sketch Menace against Hitman Holler. I'm straight. No disrespect to those dudes. I'm good, though. We just keep
Daylight
it real.
Coming,
PSA,
I'm calling it right now. If they fuck
oh,
around,
boy, here we go. Here we go.
Daylight's coming with an antic against Hitman Holler if they battle in Canada.
Wait, don't do that. Well, you're insinuating now that they're going to battle. I don't see that.
No.
I
I'm
don't
just
see
saying,
that
if
shit
they do,
at all.
If they battle, he's bringing an antic. He's bringing an antic.
Mm. My man, NBA Ann says it could be Diz or Sharone. I agree with Diz, NBA Ann, more than Sharone. Sharone and Hitman, I'd rather see Disaster Hitman than Sharone and Hitman. What you think, Timbo? You got to pick.
Yeah, I would too. Because it's the aggression. It's the aggression that,
facts,
you know, that Diz has.
Facts.
And I think that'll complement what Hitman has. So, but it is not, I just got word now, it is not Disaster. Disaster is not battling Hitman at the event. But I don't know who it would be, man. I would think it's Passé. Let's be honest.
All day. Stop the free bars, man. We see you, my G. We see you.
Passé, man. Yet versus Sucker Free. Come on.
I'm done. See, what are you doing like that? Come on, that's what I'm trying to see right there, bro.
Yet versus Sucker Free.
Yes. We starting that campaign early up here at PSA, goddammit. Sucker Free boss. You know, really on the thing, man.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
now, I know we're getting into a topic real quick, but I wanted to talk to you about this really quick before we start that.
Right.
After it's sunk in, after this weekend has sunk in to all the Battle Rap fans, everybody in the world, all that, what's your take on this Cassie and Disaster shit? Now that it's kind of sunk in, man, do you think it's really going to change a lot as to what's going on in Battle Rap? Because, you know, it was like, oh, man, Cass is coming back. Is it going to change so much? Or is it we're not going to see that big of a change since Cass came back? What do you think? What do you think that the effects are going to be now that Cass came back?
Well, I saw the Disaster's tweets, which are kind of comical to me. First things first, Listen, I know battle rap is all opinion at the end of the day. And me and Tim, we ain't them type of brothers that kill niggas for having their opinion. But sometimes you got to be fair and just call it what it is. Now, Tim, I want to ask you, is this battle debatable to you after you watched it a couple times? Is it debatable at all? Or you still got Cassidy winning 2-1?
Yeah, man, I got Cassidy.
I'm seeing fools over here saying this shit is debatable. Niggas are saying disaster 2-1. I see disaster 3-0. I'm like, this is when fans be pissing me off. Like, you can't sit there and say disaster 3-0 Cassidy. Even if you feel disaster 1, which I totally disagree with, when they say disaster 3-0 Cassidy, you niggas are on bath salts. I don't know what the fuck you drinking for, local or some Jamaican on your nephew. I don't know what the fuck you niggas is drinking out here. You can't tell me like that battle more than once or two, twice or three times, goddammit, and tell me that disaster won that shit. So that just tells me, once again, when niggas got fans and they don't like everything's a popularity contest. I'm glad we do a radio station here with me and to my bro, because we don't gain nothing by bigging somebody up or put somebody down. Like, I have no problem with a disaster at all. Zero.
Yeah.
I have zero problem with Cassidy, but I got a call. I got Cassidy winning. Nothing's changed for me. But I see disaster saying on Twitter that he's going to get another mainstream artist, my G.
That's what
he's
I'm
gonna
saying, too.
He's
going to
get another mainstream
That's
artist.
What I'm saying, too.
So to answer your question, I do think things are changing now. Now, especially when Cassidy beat a disaster, now you got industry niggas seeing that, yo, Cassidy and disaster name was bubbling the whole fucking weekend. They ran social media the whole weekend. They ran that shit all week, going into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, going into Monday. You know what I'm saying? We had Cass up on Sunday. So they ran the battle rap world. You know what I'm saying? Well, the niggas didn't like the battle from Saturday night. They ran the battle rap community. They ran the topics and shit. So it has changed. The disaster going to battle another fucking mainstream artist tomorrow. My nigga. You know what I'm saying? I guess he's backing up disaster. So, I think the last night has changed. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying of what's going to happen after, you know, like you said, Diz is saying that he's going to be getting another, you know, another mainstream locked in.
And shout out to Diz for that. Shout out to Diz for that. He, listen, you lost to me, Diz, but my nigga, we don't hate this. If you get the best, salute to you. I can't hate on that at all. You know what I'm saying? I know people be like, well, how? Do you let a man, Timbo? How the fuck is he getting another mainstream artist? Well, my niggas, if he got a nigga that got guap and he fucks with the disaster, we can't get mad about that shit, y'all. We can't. He got a personal relationship with disaster, maybe. I don't know. I'm just calling how I see it. He probably does. Allegedly, maybe he does. And he's probably willing to put that money on disaster again. You know what I'm saying? I seen disaster talking on Twitter saying that Cass had the building shaky, niggas had burners in there. He's saying, shit was uneasy and shit. I don't know, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, it has changed, Timbo, because now you're going to have mainstream artists, niggas, thinking that they can come and battle rap now.
Yeah.
Especially when Cassidy winning. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So, I think we're going to see a lot of, and I don't know how I feel about that. I'm iffy on that. I'm really down for the battle rappers. You know me. I live by the slogan that let everybody battle. Let all these savages battle each other. But what can I say if you're going to get a big fucking payday? I'm pretty sure this actually got a good, great payday for battling fucking Cassidy. So I can't, I'm down for everybody getting money. If you get money, get it. Real talk. Take care of fucking family. I got problems with that. Zero.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, you could, at this point in battle rap, though, man, like, who the fuck am I to hate on somebody like what they're getting, bro? Cass really can make a mill, like, I'm not in a position to say, look, man, like, don't do it. But,
at all.
You know, if this is what's going to drive it, then let it happen. As a fan, though.
As a fan, again, you said as a fan, what?
As a fan, bro, it's very simple. Like, I think people kind of look into it a little bit too much. As a fan, man, I just want good battles, bro. That's it. Like, write 3 rounds and just come prepared, man. That's
talk that shit. Talk that shit.
That is it. Like, it's so simple of what I want as a fan. Just want good replay value battles, man. I didn't think it was so hard.
Nope,
but
not
it
at
is,
all.
You know, that's me as a fan. You know, I'm sure, and it's obvious that it's harder than that shit looks. Like, I can't get up on that stage, man. And like,
at all, both of us can't. We can't do what these niggas do.
Man,
I
got a Tay Rock barking at me, or I got a Diz barking at me and shit like that. Like, nah, man, I couldn't fucking do that. But you know, I'm sure it takes a lot. It takes a lot. But as a fan, like I said, I just want dope battles, man. Shit that I can replay. Just replay value, dope battles, and everything like that. You know what I mean?
See, here's the thing. The only thing I got a problem with is this, and I know I've said this numerous times. You've heard me say this, bro, numerous times. I'm thinking to myself, if you have money, a large amount of money, and you want to get into this culture because you think it's lucrative, or you see battle rap popping. Me and Timbo talk about battle rap all the time. You should be listening to PSA Radio. By me saying that, I went battle rappers so much bread. Oh, this is my main event, but I spread that money out to mad battle. I have 5 matches. Spread out the money and shit. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga gave you $30,000, you wouldn't spread that shit out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I'd spread that shit out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that just makes sense. And just give niggas 3 rounds, no 2-minute shits. Instead of you giving niggas, I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird, bro.
But, so the state of battle rap, do you think it changed, though, since this past week?
You know what? I'm going to answer that question in a couple months. I don't know right now. I think that's a great question. I don't want to say. I don't know, Timbo. It's hard to say. All I can look at now to the question you're asking me, bro, is this accident going to change artists. Cassidy came back from a 12-year hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Whether you niggas think he did good or bad, or you thought he had okay-ish bars, he still beat this ass in a lot of people's eyes. He wasn't bad for a nigga that was off for 12 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's going to battle again, and I think it's going to be Arsenal. I really think it's going to be Cassidy, Arsenal, battling next. I really do.
Yeah.
Cassidy, I know niggas.
It needs to happen. I know he's locked. You know, I know he didn't want to say that he was locked in, but he did admit on here on PSA Radio that he had the option of a second battle, which is where, you know, the full money would come from. You know, the entire 250 would be the option for the second battle. And I wouldn't mind seeing him in Arsenal, man. I wouldn't.
I have no problem with that, bro. Deadass. I really don't. I'm for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I know you wanted to speak on something, man. Let's get into it.
Woo! Man. So, me and Timbo are trying to put 2 and 2 together here. And obviously, the year 2014, there's been this thing called body bags. And if you just now listen to battle rap and you don't know what the fuck the body bag is when motherfucker gets 3-0'd and the other opponent didn't say nothing. The man just slaughtered him, slapped him the fuck up, kicked him in the throat, fucking took his tonsils out of his fucking mouth, spit in his mouth, fucking took a knife and stabbed him in the ear, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So the 3 battles that I figured as battles of the body bags of the year is John John versus Reed Dollars, 40 bars against Jazz the Rapper. You know what I mean? Would you agree those 3 are body bags of the year?
Those 3. Yeah, those are what I have.
Which one to you is more impressive? 40 Jazz, Rex Clips, or John John? Who you thought caught the worst death?
I think Rex died against Clips, bro. That's the worst to me. That's the worst to me, man. Rex and Clips, it has to be, bro.
Was it on some GV shit? R.I.P.
Yeah, man. Like, it was finished, bro. Like, I think this one was so bad, though. It was like a body after the first round, though. You know what I mean? And it was just, it just got worse and worse and worse. And worse,
yeah, it got worse, bro.
And then, you know, when people were thinking that Rex had the best, you know, his best round was the third where he tried to get personal or whatever. And then
right.
It just made it worse when Clips was just ready, bro. Like, that was the crap. Clips was ready with a round of rebuttals. My mom's is a real gangster in my family. Like, man, it just turned around, bro. It would be bad enough if Cliff just came like 50-60% against Rex. I mean, he still would have won, going 50-60% or whatever it is. But the fact that he came harder than that and then actually prepared, and not only that, but had one of the best third rounds of the year, it just adds up to just being so bad, man. I think that's the worst one. That's the worst one I've seen in a long time, not even just 2014, bro. Like, because it was the main stage, because it was the main event battle, too, it adds to it. It adds to the fact that it was a bigger body, but Rex died that day, man. Like, this dude.
He did, son.
He caught
the If you want Rex to chill, all you got to do is call Ice. Yo. The nigga has schemes. I mean, come on. I give him a chance in the elevator. What you want, the Solange or the Rainy Rice? Come on, Cliff. I mean, what G? That first take scheme was fucking crazy. Nigga did a whole first take scheme and just, Jesus. You gonna look like Cassidy after the car crash? Come on, Cliff. Nigga, Eric Decker line Timbo, come on, man. I know you like to fuck bitches, you like to put your finger in your ass. Pause. I mean,
he said you did it last time, your ring came off and shit, your wedding ring came off inside. I was like, this motherfucker Cliff's right here, bro.
Yeah, so I gotta agree with that though.
It was the worst body bag. Here's the thing, man. 40 and Jazz, that was bad. But it wasn't this bad, man. It wasn't this bad. Because I feel like that was one of the best Jazzes that we've seen.
Yeah,
I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? And with this Clips and Rex thing, man, it was just like, I guess it was one of the best clips we've ever seen. But
three rounds of fire, Timbo. And like you said, that third round was just gospel.
No dry spots, no nothing. And,
nothing.
You know, Clips is good. Clips is different a little bit, obviously, way different from Jazz, actually. You know, he's way more well-rounded. He's able to do more.
And he had personals like crazy, bro.
Funny.
Jesus.
Like, it was over, bro. It was done.
But, you know,
done.
But it's funny, though, because I went on Twitter, Timbo, and I asked the people, I'm like, yo, what do y'all think is body bag of the year? Some people really feel 40 and Jazz had body of the year. If we can go into this battle now, here's the thing. I'm going to keep it real. I thought 40 was going to be Jazz. I really did. I got to keep it funky. I did. And this is why shit is funny. Both of us did. This shit is funny style because I can understand people saying that because I think a lot of people thought 40 would win. And the way she lost, though, my nigga, like, she was on a pin game. She was top, like, one of the top dogs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Jazz took her soul, my nigga. Let's be real, man. I mean, Jazz, Jesus, girl, I ain't gonna fun, man. I'm not Hustle. I don't need Twist to cut the edits out. I mean, she had a game face on. This gun, be ugly body, but it ain't official. I mean, she's smiling all the whole time. Yeah, son. These hoes love my flavor. That's a hookah bar. The fucking Luther Vandross line. I'm 22. Ooh. I could bag 40. That's a cougar bar. I mean, son, she said at the end, that's my lightest. I mean, at the end of the first round, she was like, that's my lightest round. Like, she just knew, like, Jazz had confidence, my nigga. I'm not even going to front, son. When she's saying at the end of the first round, Timbo, that's my lightest round. Like, damn, like, you just know you're going to win, Jazz. Like, you just knew you were going to mop the floor, 40. Did that end at 40? I fucks with you, man. When you coming in stumbling, 40 bars getting booed, that don't even sound right. She had this crown on her head, Timbo. That shit looked ugly. I ain't not going to front, man. She said, you're going to have to call me Sean Marion because the way I'm shooting. Whatever, man. And Jazz come back in the second round. She said, I just want to rap. Like, she just swagging on you right now, 40. She was swagging on you. I got a gun so big, that shit don't work. I mean, that was one of the hottest lines this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She said, You know what 40 bars stand for? Bitches are residing in real shelters. Come on, my nigga. Like, your name is called Lisa, but you can't lease a car. That is too much. Then the third
you
round,
you show up to you show up to BET with an EBT or some shit like that. Too.
Come on, man. My nigga. She's bringing up Popeye. And I mean, 40 fight old heads over chicken. It was wicked. She did some Lux angle, my nigga. Talking about, let me work, let me work. And she's laughing the whole time at 40, my nigga. She had the car control. I'm shooting 40 for 40. I had a good game. I understand why niggas say that too, though, son. But Jack, yo, my nigga, I know Clips had 3 flawless rounds, but yo, Jack had 3 flawless rounds too. I can't front. I had to keep it a fact. Keep it a beat.
Yeah.
Real talk. Now, the last one, John and Reed. I think both of us had John, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the reason that this body bag isn't that crazy, just because Reed was coming back. We haven't seen Reed since fucking 08 or whatever it was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just heard freestyles and tracks, and I definitely had John. I thought John was going to win. I didn't think it would be this bad, though. But
yeah, not this bad.
I had John winning. I mean, it was kind of surprising what happened, but it wasn't like, I was like shocked, man. Like, I wasn't like, oh, man, Cass got killed. Reed got killed. Like, it wasn't nothing like that, but it was still a little shocking, though.
But you know why? This could be a nominee, too, because guess what now? Yeah, Jazz might have wiped the floor 40. Well, 40 still got a battle. She about to battle Dee and Alex Bango. She's still moving on career. Clips body bag, T-Rex, but T-Rex is still got a battle. My nigga, I don't think we're going to see Reed Dollars at all. Like, John got him the fuck up out of here. Timo, we got him the fuck up out of here. Like, okay, my nigga, you want to come back and play? Oh, you want to play? Okay, my nigga, I'm a 3-0 you. All that Basquiat, it's in the car, all that shit, my nigga. And then, I different. I mean, I don't mean to harp on that too much, but John looking 6'3", Reed look like he's 5'5". It just look like, yeah, Reed, you're a veteran, but this nigga's barking on you, the young boy's barking on you and shit. Just, man, do you want to see Reed again? This is why I say this is high nominee also, because do we want to see Reed again? Did John get him the fuck up out of here to the point where we don't even want to see Reed no more?
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
I don't want to see Reed anymore. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. So Reed is nothing for you to be like, all right, I don't mind seeing you coming back. Like,
I
don't
see that.
That's why I'm saying John got him the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I think these three are body bags of the year. I got to lean towards Clips a little bit because my nigga, I'm watching a nigga getting body and I'm getting chills and I got to rewind your shit and I'm doing the Jazz face. Like, I did it a couple times with the mother battles, but Clips is, I mean, damn, my nigga. I know, Rex, you got a situation with your nephew. My condolences, my G. But damn, this is ugly, man. Ugly. So, yeah, man. I will go with that, my G.
I got to go with that one, man. Has to be Clips and Rex. There's no... It has to be. That shit is just ridiculous, man. That shit is ridiculous, but who knows, man. Here's what I want to talk about, too, man. You know, we had Cass on here. I wanted to talk about something that he said.
Okay.
A lot of people were in the comments talking about it. So Cassidy was on PFA Radio this past Sunday, and he said he wants $1 million to battle next. $1 million to battle.
I'm not giving a nigga $1 million to battle at. Me personally, like, if I'm a league owner, I'm not doing it.
You know,
come on, let's be real. Let's be real. URL, one of the biggest platforms here, they weren't even willing to give Lux 40K. Lux. We're talking about Loaded Lux here, who just came off Summer Madness 2 and blew up that stage, and they still didn't want to get a nigga 40K. Cash for $1 million? Oof.
I mean, let's not say it's out of the realm of discussion. I mean, we've seen, obviously we know these billionaires have the money to come in and make something happen, and, you know, Murda Mook has indicated that he's going to be getting tons of money for his next battle and shit like that. You know, I don't know if it'll be $1 million or whatever, but, you know, he's asking for a lot. But when it starts getting up to that amount of money, is it just hard to maintain battle rap now? When you start talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, man. I mean, to just for me personally to wrap my head around somebody getting $250,000 to fucking rap for like 10, 15 minutes, man, it's like it's really difficult to wrap my fucking head around it, bro.
Right.
It's tough. I mean, but that's not being a hater because I'm not hating on Cap. It's just wrapping my head around it. Like,
right.
You know, you gotta pay $250,000 to fucking rap. It's just like, damn. But when it start getting up, man, is it hurting it?
I think so, Timbo, because now niggas' asking prices are going to be astronomical. Fucking Hitman Holler tweeted out when Aaron Cass got the 250, he was like 250 for that? When, I mean, Saturday night when he battled shit. So he's like,
yeah.
I think asking price is going to be fucking high. Because niggas is sitting back thinking like, yo, if you think about the Hitman Hollers, the Verbs, these niggas and shit, the Surfs, these niggas, NAs, Clips, these niggas who are battling all the time, year round and shit, they gotta be some type of way. Like, they in here putting the groundwork. They are really the faces of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? They are the niggas that the fans gravitate to and shit. So, some niggas, Cassidy is an outsider. I know he's been battling forever, but he was an outsider coming into this shit. Let's call it what it is. I know niggas would be like, yeah, well, three, man. And this is, he is a bad, he does come from that cloth. Yeah, no doubt. He hasn't been in 12 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These niggas took battle rap to a whole different plateau. You know what I'm saying? Once the cameras came involved, social media, niggas doing shows. We have a show based on battle rap. Because of these niggas and shit. Not because of Cassidy or Joey or Cannabis or Bone Crusher. None of these niggas, Busy Bone, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's based on the battle rappers that we see battle all the time. So when niggas start talking about money and shit, my nigga, it gets out of hand. It gets out of hand. And you know what? This is our bro, and this is no shade to our bro, Murder Mook. I fucks with Mook heavy. Both of us do. But once Mook started plugging out the money aspect of it, shit, they get kind of crazy and shit.
Mook,
you know what I'm saying?
Up at Summer Madness 2. Once he said he got paid 25 or whatever it was, 20,000,
right.
That was it. That was it.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, you can't be mad at the dude, bro. I'm not.
Nah.
But I feel what you're saying with it, man. It's yeah.
But it is fucking up the game, though. It is. It is fucking up the game. Money will always fuck up the game and shit. But
I mean, when you have
all time high right now.
Yeah, when you have someone coming back, not battling after 12 years, getting $250,000, and you have these guys that have just been putting in the work for the past, you know, 10 years or whatever it's been, and they're getting, you know, 10 or 15,000 a battle at the most,
right.
You know. It's just like, it's crazy to me, man. It's insane. I get the mainstream status and everything like that. I get it. But it's just like, man, the big difference from $10,000 to $250,000. It's just like, holy shit. I don't know, man.
But see, here's the thing, Timo. Let's say you get paid $6,000 to battle, right?
Yeah.
And you do real good. Does your asking price for your next battle, is it double? How much? I mean, is it negotiable? Do they try? That's what I would love to know behind the scenes thing. Like, okay, we paid you $6,000 to battle rapper A and shit. You beat the shit out of battle rapper A, had a great performance, got 2 million views. So then when you go to negotiate your second battle now, you coming off that hot-ass battle with battle rapper A, now you battling battle rapper B. How much more are you asking for after that $6,000 that you got from the previous battle? That's what I would love to know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, how, but then again, you know, it's the same thing the other way. If you do so bad,
right,
do you accept less than what you accepted the battle you underperformed for? I mean, if you're battling someone and you're not prepared and you get paid $10,000 and you do terrible and you get bodied, are you going to accept $5,000 after that, you know?
Them niggas ain't doing that shit. We know that. Them niggas is not doing that. And it's funny you say that because I remember we had a conversation with Norbs here earlier a couple months ago, and he said that. He said that, yo, when niggas be asking, but when they do bad, they're not. You can't come to them and be like, yo, take a pay cut. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, you know, it's crazy, man.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly.
$1 million, though, Timbo. Jesus.
$1 million, bro.
Lord have mercy. To what, nine minutes of rap? That nigga, that shit gotta be cracked. Like, I'm sorry. I'm nearly $1 million. I have to hear the three round. Like, that ass. I have to be sitting there with me, Timbo, and some fans, and we fucking studying this shit. This shit gotta be fire, my nigga. It got to be flame. And I don't even think there's nothing that flammable that's $1 million worth. But that see, it's funny, Timbo, because we start talking about money. Then cats start saying, oh, we trying to hate on niggas getting money. No, I mean, we just talking about the business aspect of it. Not the battle rapper part, the business aspect of it. Is that lucrative exchange? If you have $1 million, shit, you might as well fucking put Lux, Clip, Whoop, fucking Map. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it a fucking dope-ass card, a crazy card. $1 million, my nigga. Son, I have 7 battles, and that shit'll be fucking flames. Like, dead-ass. All weekend, I have an all-weekend event like URL and them just did this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. A 3-day event.
All weekend. 3-day event. That should be for $1 million. My nigga, that shit going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, my G. And after party after, goddamn. Deadass, man. For real, my nigga. Man, my car will be sick. It'll be so fucking sick for a mil.
What would your main event be?
Wow, my main event. Good question, bro. What would be my motherfucking main event? Now, would it be just battle rappers or would it be mainstream or what?
Just battle rappers.
Just, my God. Okay. Just the way I like it. Pause. Jesus, what would be my fucking main event battle? Wow. Damn, Tim, will you stump me right now, my G? Because I'm thinking of the big dogs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a big car like that. I guess... I mean, I know it's already in talk and discussions and shit. Maybe Clips and Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe Clips and Hollow. I would think it has to be one of the big dogs though. It can't be no mid tier nigga, no disrespect, or a nigga on the grind, or you know, hey, you my guy, but you can't be on the main event card, my nigga. No, not yet. Yeah, it has to be a Mook. It has to be a Surf, a Hitman. You know, one of those guys, Clint Hollow, one of the big dogs and shit. You feel me? Like the main event, you know.
I'm going Charlie Clips for Love and Love.
Woo! Damn. Real talk. You know what? I got a bootleg that, my nigga. Yeah, I'm down for that. I got a bootleg idea. Yeah, I'm down for that for real. Clips and Lux. Yeah, for main event. Yeah, I'm about that. You know what I'm saying?
You got a mill, man. You got to put 5 battles. Go. Clips and Lux is the headline.
Clips and Lux. Alright, bam. Hollow Rex.
Wait, Hollow versus Rex?
Yeah. That's a battle that I've always wanted to see for some odd reason.
Okay.
I'm going to shock you. I'm going to put Big K in there, bro. Big K? Versus T Top. That's just a battle I want to see because my money. So yeah, that's a battle I want to see. You know what I'm saying? I would sit there with the popcorn and can't wait to see. Yeah, I would to see that. Surf versus K Rock. Hitman Holla. Versus Pat State.
All right, man. Let me show you how it's done. Actually, you know what? Hold up. We got the guest up right now.
Okay.
We got the guest calling up. We're gonna return to this. We got the guest calling up, man. Yo, salute to this man. Had a crazy fucking battle with Conceited, man. You already know what it is. Wanna welcome one of my personal favorites, man. B Magic, long overdue. What's good?
What's going on, bro?
What's going on,
B,
man?
B motherfucking Magic, man. What's good, my nigga?
Chill. What's the word, my nigga?
B Magic versus Tevin Campbell. Can we talk? Magic, what's good, my nigga, man? Yo, my nigga, I ain't gonna lie to you, Magic. We fucks with you heavy, my nigga. And what's the reception that you're getting from the battle of Conceited, my nigga? Because, yo, truth be told, if a nigga told me, yo, Khan and Magic would have had the best battle on that card, I probably would have been like, that's a battle I want to see. But I ain't going to lie, my nigga. I know we got DNA and T-Rock next, but my nigga, you and Carl put on, my nigga. Salute to both y'all niggas and shit, my G.
Appreciate it.
What's the reception, though?
Okay. Let's see. Nigga one. I think it was a real good battle though, man. It was a back and forth battle, man. I watched it three times. I still got me winning. Like any nigga, I got me winning. Con lost, if in other words. I just had fun on stage that night, man. I had a good showing up. No slips, no stumbles, no fuck up. I was happy.
Magic, I got a question for you, man. Now your first round, it felt like you couldn't pass two bars consecutively. The crowd wouldn't let you. They were going crazy your first round. Does that get frustrating at all to you when you try to kind of get a cadence going?
Not for real. Like, you know, it's just when I hear the crowd, that's basically telling me they like me.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't hear some shit, that's when I'm mad. I'm like, hold on, these motherfuckers ain't fucking with me at all. Then that's when you gotta worry right there, when motherfuckers ain't biting back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just punching for nothing.
Yeah.
That's when you gotta worry.
I was just curious because, you know, if you're in the middle of a setup and it's like, you know, you got a 4-bar setup, but you can't even get past the first two, you know, I don't know if there's any worry that, like, oh, shit, the last two, these, you know, the crowd might not go as crazy as they did just with the first two in the setup. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was just curious with it. But they wouldn't let you rap that first round, Magic. They wouldn't.
Appreciate the crowd.
Magic, now, is this a battle that – your whole career, that this is the motherfucker conceded that you wanted, like, this is the cat I wanted? Because a lot of times, I mean, no shade to Swae Sullivan, he wanted A-Bird for years, finally got him, and I didn't think Swae can perform. I know you wanted Khan for a long time, and you came in for form. Is this a cat that you always wanted?
Honest truth, I you know what I'm saying, believe it or not, the only reason I wanted a battle conceded is because that's what the fans always talked about.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was up to me, I tell everybody all the time, like, I don't care who I battle. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to battle who the crowd want me to battle. You know what I'm saying? If it's asked for a lot, you know, that's I'm going to try to get it. You know, I'm trying to make it happen just to keep the fans going and shit, man, because that's basically the reason I'm around, because the fans fuck with me.
Wow. So. Facts.
Now I want to let you know something. I was a little bit disappointed in one of your recent battles. Not because of performance wise, but because of
the
time.
The Big K shit, man.
Yeah, I am talking about the Big K shit, Magic. Yes, you already know.
Let me tell you about this Big K shit, just because I know a lot of people be talking about it and shit.
Right.
Big K. Signed a contract to battle Big K. Originally, the contract said 3 rounds, 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's basically 1 round split in three.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole battle was going to be 2 rounds total. Probably be a 7-minute battle or some shit. Now, after I signed the contract with the Summer Madness 4, the Big K shit got pushed back. So it happened. At first, I was going to get ready to do the Big K shit, and then it got pushed back. So I was like, okay, let me worry about these other battles I got first, because I take one battle at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I wrote for my who I have before Conceited I had Young B, RIP, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Well, RIP for real.
Yes, sir.
I had Young B, and you know what I'm saying? Then I ended up having I got my Young B shit out the way first. I wrote that shit like 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm cooking for that. Let me put that aside. And then I started on my conceited shit. Now, due to my Big K shit being 90 seconds, I was like, oh, I got time for that. You know, but time ended up, you know what I'm saying? it should get it was getting kind of shaky on time or whatever. You know, I was bullshitting a little too much. You know what I'm saying? Because it's on me. You know, it's on me to how I come. You know, how I prepare. Shit. Right. So, time came. And with the Casita shit, and I still wasn't done with my big K shit, I was like, shit, ain't nothing coming to conclude. One thing I don't do is force thoughts. If I can't think of nothing, I ain't writing shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I end up doing the big K shit on the way home from Summer Madness. So I wrote that on the way home. Like, the battle was 6 days after Summer Madness. So I wrote it there, but this is what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just send their money back, and I ain't gonna even fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I thought about that. I was like, you know, the fans gonna be on some. Oh, he backed out. Oh yeah, I can't do that either. I can't deal with no motherfucker saying I backed out of the battle like I was scared to battle somebody. Me and BK is homeboys. We really didn't want to battle for real. You know what I'm saying? We really didn't want to do it just because it had to do with talking about each other.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Disrespecting each other. So we just did it in the best form that we can possibly do it in. And I just, whatever I, you know, the thoughts that I spuzz out, you know what I'm saying? I can't, hey, if it came out like that, my bad if y'all didn't like that shit.
I would love to see a rematch because the way you and K with the wordplay and the punches, y'all niggas need 3 minutes, in my opinion, and shit.
Magic, you know what I'm saying?
Honest truth. I don't think there's going to be no rematch.
I don't think there's going to be no.
Me and Big K, I don't know. Nah, they ain't going to be rematch that shit. We did that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's fucked up that, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't bring no, you know what I'm saying, full B Magic performance type shit, you know what I'm saying, the full thoughts and all that, because, you know, I feel it was rushed thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying, so it's fucked up that it didn't happen that time, but it's still a good battle. It's still a good battle.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that I can admit that it ain't my all because it was rushed work.
Gotcha.
Now, it wasn't originally supposed to be rushed, but once they pushed it back, I was like, well, I can wait for that one to write for that last. And I wrote for my Young B and my conceited battles. And then I had to finish that after them. So time went on my side, but shit, it was on my side just enough to get through that motherfucker. So the crowd was fucking with me. I was happy, goddamn me. But I wasn't about to bag out no battle on some punk shit.
Exactly.
Now, I know you're at the Gladiator School and you battle Young B, man. Can you tell us your relationship with Young B, though, being that you battled him? I'm pretty sure y'all talked and conversated like two men after the battle, before the battle. What was your relationship with Young B?
You know, Young B called me. He called me one day. Like, I sent him the number, told him to hit me up and shit. So he called me one day. He was like, they asked, Snoop and them asked him, who he wanted to battle. He was like, oh, shit, B-Magic. He wanted to battle B-Magic. Because a lot of people say we had similarities and shit. A lot of people say that Young B sounded like a Young B-Magic type shit. So I made fun of him on the situation. Like, yeah, man, nigga, say you sound like him. So once he called me, we rapped, but it wasn't really about the battles and shit. Like, once we was on the phone and shit talking, I was basically giving him a lot of advice and shit on, you know what I'm saying, how to choose battles wisely and shit after our battle, trying to get him in the right direction after the point that we didn't battle. Yep, he told me he was going to kill me 37 different ways. So, you know what I'm saying, like, he a cool dude, man, dude, good spirit, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't know him, like, to the point that, oh, that's my ace, boom, boom, you know what I'm saying?
I knew him enough to
know that he's a good dude, and he called my phone, you know what I'm saying? You know, and we talked, and I met his people, you know, his brother and them, and, you know, they all good dudes, and shit, man, you can just tell when a nigga is a good person, man.
Yeah,
he definitely was a good person.
Salute, man. Yo, Magic, I wanted to ask you some. I know you came up. I'm gonna take it back here. I know you came up in street status. Now I think O is a great person. You know, he's actually one of the first ones I reached out to when I started getting into battle rap. Kind of want you to touch on like what street status means to the making of a B Magic and, you know, you coming up, because I love that format. I love street status, man. It's responsible for some of my favorite battles of all time. To be honest with you, what does that mean to you?
All right, you say it. 2010 was my first battle. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I ain't never battled before that, before I stepped on street status. Not in the hallway, not in the lunchroom, nowhere. Yeah. Shit, I had ciphers. I never battled before. I tried the shit, and O was telling me, he was like, hey, man, hey, I think you can go. You know what I'm saying? I think you can go with these big niggas. I was like, well, shit, there's only one way to find out. I battled V.I., my first battle. I fucked up. The battle was stupid as a motherfucker. Battle never came out. Wiggity whack in my Chris Cross voice. So we battled. Never came out. So I had another battle. I had a battle supposed to be with this dude named Blue from Carbondale, one of Trey Pound's homeboys. He didn't show up. And this dude named Prophet, you know what I'm saying? His opponent didn't show up the same night. So basically, I just got on the microphone and said, whoever in this crowd won't wreck, hop on the mic. The nigga, I guess he thought that I couldn't rap, and he hopped his ass on the mic. It wasn't no good night for him. It definitely wasn't no good night for him. He lost bad. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that like, my nigga Meta, the one that got me started in this shit.
Meta, okay, smart.
Yeah, Meta.
So
yeah.
He definitely reached out and called O for me and let him know that he had a nigga that wanted to start the battle rap shit. And since then, I've been cooking. Like, after the Prophet, it was Remy. You know what I'm saying? After Remy, it was SK. Then after SK, it was Scripps. After Scripps, it was QP on URL.
Six months after I started battle rapping. Fire battle.
If you know, if you trip out, that's 6 months into battle rap.
Damn,
when you see
crazy.
Me with a versus QP, I was still a new nigga.
Yeah.
Not only to proving ground, but period. I was 6 months in the game.
That's crazy.
So, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So Magic, the way you rhyme, my nigga, do you write to beats or you just write like acapella? You just write with no beat or no instrumentals or nothing? Because the way you rap, I would think you write to beats or no?
No beats. I just got a rhythm, man. This is like, this is what I do. If you can rap, like say for instance, if you rap on beats all your life, I've been recording since I was 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, if I ain't, like, it, all the time I ain't have beats. Like, at an early age like that, you ain't have beats. So, you know what I'm saying? You write, and then when you find a beat that it go to, you like, shit, I recorded on this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a rhythm about your music that you make, it's not hard to make, get a rhythm without a beat, because it's already in your head. Okay, you want this to rhyme, you want this to go right with this, you want this to line up each other. It's going to have some type of rhythm. If not, it's a hit and miss. Like, that's why when I be spitting, people will listen. I never got booed, you know what I'm saying? People will listen. Why? Because they still, if a bar missed, they still have rhythm to bob their head to.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? So, okay, we can wait till the next ball. I ain't catch that one, but shit, this next one hard. They had the rhythm, you know what I'm saying? They still bobbing their head to the rhythm or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the situation is, what they like about my flow or whatever, because I hands down have the best flow in battle rap.
I agree with that, man.
That's flow, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, if I was to put some of these lyrics on a beat, that shit would be hard.
Facts, though. I agree with that, Magic. I do agree with that. Real talk.
Yeah.
Now,
and the crazy thing about it is, I don't even rap on beat like that.
Oh, no? Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't be punching on beats. I make music. Like, if the beat tell me to punch on it, that's how I do it. But, you know what I'm saying? If the beat tell me to make a club song, that's what I'm going to do. You can't punch in no club song. What type of nigga punch in a club song?
Yeah, that's not a good look. That's not a good look.
Uh-oh. I'm in the club, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? No, like, you know, so. Yeah, man, I just try to separate them also, but. Go on iTunes, check me out, you know what I'm saying? Quick promo, my bad, y'all.
You could, Magic. Magic, let me ask you a question, though. Is it, like, the way you punch, do you ever feel like it's hard for people to decipher the shit you say in the room compared to the camera or on YouTube?
Tell the truth. I think when niggas come to listen to me now,
right,
they come with listening ears.
Yeah.
They're like, okay. This nigga Magic is about to go in. He about to punch and punch and punch. We got to listen up. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the beginning, it was a lot of niggas like, damn, like, this nigga. Actually, when I first started, I wasn't punching like that. If you go back, I wasn't punching as much as I was now. Why?
Yeah.
This is what happened. I started listening. Like, at first, I was watching battles, but I wasn't watching it all the time. I'll watch some shit like some Smack DVDs, you know what I'm saying, the old Rich Dollars and Arsenal shit, you know what I'm saying, shit like that.
Yeah.
Old Head Ice is my nigga, you know what I mean? I'll watch that shit, and I'll be like, okay, you know what I'm saying, get the rhythm of shit. I was like, I can do this. Now, once I start doing the shit, you know, I was still rusty. Like I was telling you, I was 6 months, 7 months in the game. I didn't understand battle rap fully until I battled Young Cannon. I say it's something I ain't doing.
I wish you had that battle back, Magic.
Yeah, now trip off this. Young Cannon. I battled Young Cannon.
Right.
I wasn't super punch heavy. I wasn't super punch heavy, but I was punching. But I wasn't punching back. I came back to the Rosenberg shit, killed the nigga. If you notice, I learned a lot of shit after that Young Cannon. Like, after the Young Cannon, I sat there and watched everybody perform. I sat quiet and watched everybody perform and seen what I was missing. I say, okay, I ain't did no schemes. I ain't do no schemes up to that point. So after that point, I started doing schemes and little, you know what I'm saying, little setups and shit. I really got on my setups after that. So I was like, you know what? This is what I was doing with it. This is what I wasn't doing. These niggas setting up their shit. They doing little schemes and word association and shit. Oh, nigga, I got to do this.
So basically, you was a student of the game then. You was a student of the game at that particular time, right?
You said what?
You were a student of the game at that particular time, right?
Student like a motherfucker. Freshman.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
I wish you had that battle back, Magic. I wish you had my K battle back, man. You had the best line.
But shit, man, at this time now, I got damn near 30 battles in 4 years.
Facts.
Wow.
That's a lot of work in 4 years.
That shit.
I got to keep it real. One of my favorite battles of yours, I think you and T-Rock battle was just, damn, my nigga, you and T-Rock was just going back and forth, like a good back and forth. I think you and Rock.
Yeah.
What's your favorite battle, Magic?
You're
the most impressive battle that you always watch.
Chilla.
Of me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. My favorite battle that I always... None of them.
Really?
I don't even watch my battles.
Oh,
this
God.
I watch my battles.
Possible?
I watch my battles a couple of times and stop watching them.
Damn. Is there
what's the one that stands out more for you, though? What's the battle that stands out for you that, like, I like my work, like, I love all three of my rounds type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Link, my God. Okay. Yo, if I've ever seen a body, that shit will... That
now,
was,
right, either my... Link's a...
That shit.
Link's a, I say chiller.
Now, what's the battle that you
if
take
wanna,
back, though?
Which one? Take Back?
I can tell you the one I want you to take back. Timo said he wants you to take Young Cannon back. I really want you to take that Harlots battle back, my nigga.
No. You know the reason I won't take the Young Cannon back?
Because I learned that night.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I learned that night. Yeah. That helped me learn. Now, the Heartless shit, I just fucked up, nigga. That was totally my fucking fault, nigga. I had all my shit down packed before I got on stage. I don't know what the fuck happened when I got on that motherfucker. I didn't smoke that day, so you motherfuckers stop saying that shit. I don't smoke until after the battle, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But that night, what happened was I had my second and my third round mixed the fuck up.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a point in my second that I was damn near going into my third and didn't even trip off of it. And it fucked me up. It threw me off. So it ain't no excuses, though. Shit, I fucked up. Goddamn me. The nigga won that night, man. He was just a better person that night.
Right.
Now, if I would have finished my shit...
Yes. Hey man, hey, it's never too late. Yo, let's go. You can finish it right here.
Yeah, the thing about this, check this out. The thing about that battle,
yeah.
It didn't hurt me.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt me at all.
Yeah.
I left that battle and still was the bigger name.
Because
you know what battle?
Thing,
you know what battle I think hurt you though? No, I was going to say, you know what battle I think that did hurt you, though? Even though I think you won that shit, it's the Daylight battle, man. I think after that, like, people started saying Magic Top 5. My Bo Timbo, you know, one of the favorite battle rappers. I go to the Daylight. No, I watch it live, you and Daylight. I watch that shit live, my nigga.
Yep.
Right. That shit was funny. Look, Daylight, my nigga, because Daylight, my nigga. He weird as hell, but that's my nigga, because, hey, look. When he was on stage, I couldn't stop. I tried to, you know, when you on stage, you the opponent, you supposed to have the stiff face, like, yeah, nigga, ain't none of your shit tight.
Right.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that shit. That's the first time I couldn't hold my laugh back. This nigga had me bugging the fuck up. Like, I was laughing when I walked in the door of the event because the nigga say he was going to come as Neo. And when I seen the nigga hop out the limo, or not the limo, but the van or whatever, he hopped out the van. The nigga was actually dressed as Neo. I said, Daylight is a damn fool, cuz. and then, like, I didn't see the entourage yet, so I just see Daylight in a trench coat. I'm like,
right.
Who the fuck is this man in a trench? And then I see two more people in trenches. I was like, oh, okay, that's UTK. Yeah. Oh, these niggas dressed as the whole Matrix. I was all automatically like, what is this nigga gonna do? I say, I thought Daylight was gonna come to rap for real. And he did. But once I seen the costumes, I was like, he ain't come to rap. But when he got on stage, he came to rap. If you notice, Daylight ain't even battled me on stage.
He battled a crowd.
Man, that nigga battled Lux.
Yeah, he did that. He wanted to fake Lux out. All that shit. That's why I got pissed off Magic. I was like, why is niggas saying Daylight beat Magic when Magic had three dope-ass rounds? I do agree with you, though, Magic. When you was smiling, I was like, nah, Magic, do not fall for this nigga's tricks, my nigga. Keep the game face on, my G. Keep the game face on. But I feel what you're saying, though. You know what I'm saying?
I try to keep the game face on, but shit, man. Shit, that shit was funny, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Magic,
that shit was funny. When the
Magic
niggas did the slow mo shit, cuz.
The
slow mo. Looking like a man. Nigga. Hey, cuz at that point, I wish I had a smoked before the battle. I was like, nigga, I'd been up here crying if I would have smoked. But one thing I could say about Daylight is he a smart ass troll, man.
Yeah, I agree, Magic. Yeah, he is.
He's smart.
Right.
Some of the shit I don't agree with, he do. But he's smart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's smart,
now,
dude.
Now, I'm sure you knew that this question was coming. I'm sure you kept up to what happened this past weekend in Battle Rap.
Talk about it.
You talking about that new, I ain't watch that. Didn't watch it.
You can't tell me you didn't watch
that,
man. Come on.
I went to Facebook, my nigga. I seen every comment in unbiased petty gang, you know what I'm saying, petty life gang group, nigga, everything, man. I looked at all that 750, all that shit. I looked in it, I say, okay, not one good comment yet. I'm not watching it.
You know, a lot of people
I ain't about to watch nothing that everybody's saying is ass. Now, I watch my nigga Danny Meyer shit, you know what I'm saying, right as well. But, you know what I'm saying, I watch my nigga Danny Meyer shit, you know, and I check out that like shit. I heard so, man. So all is shout out to them niggas. But, you know,
but
I
you
wasn't
won't
about
watch
the,
you won't
I
watch
was
that.
Not about the, I ain't gonna lie to you, I watched it.
What you thought?
What'd you say?
I want my watch
think,
back.
The three rounds one, correct?
I just watched two rounds. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Now, one thing I could say is when when Cassidy imitated Disaster, oh, nigga, I was dying laughing. I was like, this nigga on point with it.
Yeah, he was.
He started growling and shit. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? But when he went to the I Got Grass Like a Backyard bars, I started listening, man.
You didn't like the I Got Bars Like Cell Phone Reception line?
Bars like a... What? I didn't hear that. I'm happy you told me he said it, and I didn't hear it myself. No, I didn't hear the bars like it's, I know I heard the put money on your head like a her appointment.
Yeah.
I say, wow, that's creative.
Oh, man. So let me ask you a question, Magic. As a battle rapper, are you opposed? How do you feel about mainstream artists trying to come in the game?
I'm gonna tell you this. If the right mainstream artist, ain't that a bitch? If the right mainstream artists come into battle rap, they gonna do work. Whoever that mainstream person is, the right person, because there's some niggas that you can just hear on a beat and can tell they can go in a battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jada Kiss said, he'll come back to battling. I think that would be the nigga to bar a nigga away.
You think so?
He has learned enough, my nigga. That nigga at every big stage and shit, he ain't just no regular spitter, my nigga. That nigga go.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you mute his instrumental on these beats, man, you'd be like, this nigga is crazy. He punch. Just his punch. So you know what I'm saying? I think he'll do real good. Now another person I know that'll do real good, like Buster, Buster probably looks old.
I've seen
before. Trying to battle,
I've seen
Buster Rhymes will fuck a nigga up. Performance alone will fuck a nigga up. That nigga Hitman times three. You know what I'm saying? And Pat Poole still got it. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And my nigga 40 Cal. I think 40 Cal have not... I think 40 can do it. Like, but then again, I ain't heard 40 since Fight Club.
So I can't say.
But what I could say is when I did hear him in Fight Club, he was fucking shit up.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion, that's like the type of rap that I was listening to. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the type of rap I was listening to, like 40 Bars and A Mafia and shit like that. So, you know, that nigga cold.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think they'll do real well, man. Shit, anybody else? I can't say right off back, but them people I mentioned, I believe they'll do well.
Mm. So, who's next on the menu for you, Magic? Who's on your site? Anybody? Who you want to battle next, my nigga?
Who I want to battle? No one. Shit, I want to battle anybody. That's a good battle. Goddamn me. Whatever is a battle. Not, you know what I'm saying? Niggas in their
you know
what
a good battle,
not,
man?
That
you know,
shit.
Battle, and I know you guys probably wouldn't do it because y'all all from the Lou, but I think you and Verb would be a dope-ass battle, my nigga.
Man, me and Verb talked about that 1,000 times.
Oh, shit. Really?
You know, it's just like a lot of people already asked for it over the years. Like, a lot of people been saying B-Magic versus
Verb. Yeah, I
want to
see that. For real.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like this, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Me and Verb cool. We can make money together, too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's all
right.
It is, man, making money together.
Yep.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right, Magic. Right. It's all about making money together. Now, how do you feel that, even though you, Hitman, Ice Pack, y'all all from the St. Louis umbrella, but you kind of did, I'm not saying you didn't need a co-sign from Hitman and Verb because they were here earlier than you. You kind of did your own shit, your own lane. You kind of a humble dude. Like, how do you stay from drama too, Magic? You don't be in that beefing shit on Twitter. You don't be hearing you on blogs talking crazy. Nobody talks crazy about you. How do you have that respect from your peers, though, my nigga?
I give good respect from everybody. Why? Like you said, I ain't no extra nigga, man. I stay to myself. I don't fuck with too many motherfuckers. I stop fucking with a lot of motherfuckers because they extra. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a real dude, cause like I don't try to impress no motherfucker or none of that. You know what I'm saying? So only thing I can do is talk to you just like I'm a regular nigga, which I am. So like when I go to battles and shit, you ain't gonna see me on no stage with all the rappers. You gonna see me in the crowd smoking with niggas that I fucks with. Like nigga, like my main niggas that hang with me when I'm out in New York and shit. Them niggas from Brooklyn. Like, I be fucking with them niggas. Like, I met them niggas at the battle. And then start rocking with these, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just real. I just fuck with real niggas. No matter where I'm at, it's real niggas everywhere. And I just try to stick to just stay grounded. Because, like, stay humble. Just because, you know, once you get the big head, that's when motherfuckers really gonna start letting you know about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just don't get involved in the bullshit because, you know what I'm saying, one thing the internet could do is fuck you up.
That's real. That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Get you fucked up. It can make you. It can break you. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? You get caught up in the wrong situation, man. It can be lights out or it can be, you know what I'm saying, that nigga on.
Facts. Facts.
So I gotta stay humble, man. Stay to myself, cause I got a family and shit, and I just, you know, take care of the fam, and keep it COVID static.
That's real nigga shit right there. That's all niggas talk about. Real nigga shit. That's real nigga shit right there, my nigga. What you just said right there, brother. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Magic. Mm-hmm. People talking about they want to know about the Ty Law battle that has been spoken about.
What about that long ass nigga? Ty Law been saying this shit. Look, I told this nigga Ty Law one thing, because we supposed to been battling this month. You know what I'm saying? If he would have stayed on his shit.
It's supposed to
been a reunion, like a smack, some type of anniversary card or something.
Yeah,
month
yeah,
some
I know
shit.
That shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's supposed to been happening. I told Ty Law back when he was doing his PGs and shit, I say, look, bro, I say, if you still during you by the end of the year, we can get it in. But after the PGs, that nigga disappeared.
Yeah, after UFF 2, kind of like
UFF, he disappeared. It was like, where the fuck Ty Law go? He ain't had no, he battled, who did he battle with Philly?
Rayman and shit.
Snooze Fest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, since the PGs, cause he ain't redeemed himself. So don't get me wrong, my nigga. I was in the PGs. I'm PGOG.
Right.
If that, I don't know if they call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? But I was on the first and the second PG to ever come out, so I know how it is to get them get battles and how motherfuckers duck you and shit like that. But me ducking was never the thing. See, this is his first year of PG. I didn't get no battle until, like, damn near my third. Like, my third year of battling, I ain't get no. Charlie Clips battled me, what? What when was that, 2012?
Yeah,
2013.
Yeah.
That was last
year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
That was last year, wasn't it? Last summer.
Yeah.
That was 2013, cuz. I told you I started in 2010. I ain't have
damn.
No big battle until 13. You know what I'm saying? So I know what it is when niggas ducking you and shit like that, but ducking was never the situation with me. It's just that, you know what I'm saying, I told him, like, if you don't keep your name up, what's the point of me battling you?
Yeah.
I'm helping
you. Because, man, you got to look now, since your name is Buzzing and shit, you got a name now, you're a brand that kind of makes sense now for you, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I'm getting a lot of niggas shots, cuz. What? who all I battled and gave shots to? Lynx, goddamn me.
Mm-hmm.
Shit,
right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My nigga, like, honest truth, cuz, when they called me and told me that I was going to battle Young B, I was like, what? I say, you know what? Let's get it going. Because one thing, Snoop
mm-hmm.
Dogg asked me to do it.
Right.
I was like, you nigga,
mm-hmm.
you think I'm going to say no?
Hell no.
Nigga, let's
go.
You say, when is... Hey, I say, you say, when is going to be? Okay, for how much? Nigga. We got to do
it.
You know what I'm saying? So I gave my nigga Young B the shot. I gave... multiple motherfucking shots, man. Like, it's a lot of people. If you think about it, if you go on, man, it's so many motherfuckers I battled because I can't even think of all them motherfuckers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's battles that I don't even remember I battled.
What about?
I don't watch them
shits
no more.
What about Pooh Bear on Battle America?
Pooh Bear.
You say Pooh Bear?
Yeah.
On Battle
okay,
America.
Yeah, that was definitely that was a shot too. Pooh Bear, my nigga, Pooh Bear, my nigga. So it wasn't even that hard for me to say yeah to that because I fuck
mm-hmm.
with real niggas, cuz. So
mm-hmm.
real niggas, I don't give a fuck. You a real nigga, and I know you doing something. Like, say for instance, you could be doing anything. You could be making music, cuz. And I know you a
mm-hmm.
real nigga, and you hit me up and be on some. Hey man, look, hop on this track. And I fucks with you. Okay, let's do this. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It ain't no questions about it. Let's get it. Oh, Magic. Hey man, let's make some money together, man. I just need a battle, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't doing what you could possibly do at your highest ability
right.
and shit. So I'll be like, you know what, cuz? I can do that. We can set that up.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell a league to hit me up.
Right. Let's make that money.
It's not, and plus that was an early stage in my career too. So, you know, that was like one of my first paid battles.
Mm.
Like that was
absolutely.
The beginning of me getting paid. So, nigga,
yep.
any type of money, I said yeah to.
Mm.
Nigga, I was. They
and
say
now,
how much, nigga? I don't give a fuck, nigga. If it was $250. Nigga, I was in there smiling, battling, nigga. It's like, nigga, I get paid for rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I get paid
right.
for rap.
Mm.
Shit, nigga. So I was just happy to get paid for a battle. Goddamn, me and Pooh Bear was a cool nigga. We was going to get it in. I think it was a snooze fest.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't one of the best. We can put it nicely.
It wasn't the best, goddamn me.
Right,
it wasn't
right.
the best, man.
And the crazy thing about it is people say I lost.
Wow.
I've heard that.
People told me I was like, nigga, I lost?
Oh, man.
Yeah, imagine you lost that way. Nigga, I lost?
Yeah, that's a little distracting. Magic,
are you on Blackout 5?
Yeah, I watch Blackout 5.
Are you on Blackout?
I tell you, I don't be watching battles for real.
No, are you on it? Are
yeah.
you on the card coming up in February?
Oh, no, I ain't on Blackout 5. I'm on
okay.
Battle with a Bay 7.
Okay. Who's your opponent on
the Arson Fab card?
Can you reveal your opponent? Or do we know? Damn,
shit, I already did. Yeah, I'm battling past.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Yo, my nigga,
fucking with passwords and magic. I don't know word. That's what's up, magic. We just trying to see. We just heard about. Funny you said that.
We've been talking about how dope Pass is. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think y'all gonna have a good battle, magic, for real. On y'all A game, that could be a goodie right there. But magic,
hey, don't get out of pocket, partner. He'll put your ass back in it.
What? Hold on, time out, nigga. Scratch, DJ Scratch. What, nigga? What? What that nigga just said?
Oh man, magic. You know we gotta focus you, my nigga. You know what it is. Yo, magic. We appreciate you fucking with us, my nigga, man. For real, man. We fucked with you, and thanks again for you and Carl for giving us a good fucking dope ass battle that we can go back and watch. I don't watch you the motherfucker five times already, my nigga. So. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you and Carl, my nigga.
Appreciate it.
Before you go, man, you can shout out PSA Radio right quick, my nigga.
You say what?
Can you shout out PSA Radio right quick?
PSA?
PSA Radio.
PSA? Oh, my bad, nigga. Shout out PSA Radio, goddamn me. All that good shit be motherfucking magic, nigga. Fight the Folk Gang, RP, Al, Bud, OG, KT, OG, Wack. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit in. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
You already. Salute, Magic. For real, my G.
Salute, bro.
I'm about to go get some weed and shit, man. I'll holler at you niggas, man.
Right. You already, my nigga.
All right.
Salute, bro. Be motherfucking Magic, man. Shout out to Magic, man. For real.
I'm happy, man. Magic's that dude right there. I'm glad him and Con dropped. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was dope.
I'm glad you asked that question, Turbo. I didn't know him in Pass was about to get it popping. I'm fucking with that, my nigga. Real shit, Magic and Pass. Bruh. Yo. Niggas is creeping on that shit right there. And how come I don't see nobody talking about Magic and Pass? That's crazy. I'm fucking with that.
I completely forgot. I remember hearing that. I completely forgot, but... I'm fucking with that. I don't know about the whole card. I don't know about that, but I'm fucking with that.
I'll watch Magic and Pass before I watch Austin or Mr. Fab. I gotta keep this. No shit.
I'm keeping a stack also. I'm doing the same, bro. Come on. Same shit over here, man. You already know what the fuck it is. Hey, salute everybody listening in, man. Calling up. You already know what it is, man. Had to get this interview. We got crazy segments dropping also. We got more Arsenal. We got more Cortez on the way. We got please, I'm letting everybody know now. We have a very exclusive interview with 50 Tyson in studio talking about his battle upcoming with Daylight, and it's going to be dropping tomorrow. It's going to be a video interview. It's going to be all that shit. That's going to be dropping tomorrow. And just be on the lookout for that, man. You already know what the fuck we do. We stay dropping content, man. Fuck. So, yeah. You already know what it is, man. PSA Radio. Dre, take it out, man.
It's your boy, motherfucking D-Letter, man. Y'all already know, man. Me and my bro, Timbo. PSA motherfucking radio, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out B-Magic, man. You already know who it is, man.
B-motherfucking Magic. We out.
Easy.